Midas Pergimel Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah continues describing the different halakim of the Mizbech. Ubekeren Marovis Droimis. On the Keren, which is on the side, Marovis Droimis, Hoyushnei Nekovim, there were two holes into the Yisoid. We described before in Mishnah Aleph that in the Mivna of the Mizbech, in the second Bayis, there was a hollow area inside the Keren. That was the extended part of the Mizbech, as we dash from the Pasuk. Kimin shnei chatomim dakim was like two holes. Shadomim, the shiore dam of the chatoris hapnimiyis, hanetonin al yisoid marovi. Yeah, we're not going back into all the karbonis that we've learned about in Zvochim and elsewhere, but where there was hazoras adomim on the mizbeach bifnim, the shiore adam, the leftover dam that has a din shirayim, was put on the yisoid droimi marovis. And it went down over there, and these Nekovim, and it went down into the Shittim. Umesarvin Ba'ama, they met up over there in the stream that flowed outward. V'yoytzim l'nachal Kidroin. We had a din in Meseches Mi'ilo about the dam that was yoytzim. From there, already didn't have Mi'ilo. Dam doesn't have Mi'ilo at all, but even the other things, that was already Nas Mitzvosoi, and there was no Mi'ilo. The Mishnah is just describing this in the context of the architecture of the second bias, that the Mizbeach had that hollow space where it went down and flowed straight out. This is very important, but it's really something that we understood in Mishnah Aleph already. The Mishnah goes weiter. Lamata beritzpa ba'isa keren, below the karka level, on that side of the Mizbeach, that keren, of Marovis dream is mokim ha'yushom amo alamo. V'tavla shel shayish, there was a tile, so to speak, of Shayish. There was one piece of Shayish over there. And there was a tunnel over there. There was a hollow space. The Tabasa is a kavua boy, a ring that it could be lifted. Shabo Yordim, the Kahanim could go, Lashis, they could go under that place. Umenakin Oisoi, that there was a lot of dam that went down, a lot of Nesachim went down. Eventually, the dam and the yayin congealed, and it got full, and it could cause a backlog. It was thousands and thousands of korbanos that were brought. So there was access to underneath, and they could clean it out, and that would leave more room for more nesachim and more shiori dam to go down. The kevesh hoyo ledroimei shel mizbeach, the kevesh, the ramp of the mizbeach, was on the tzad hadorim of the mizbeach. Shloishim ushtayim, from the Tzad HaDorim to the Tzad HaTzofon, it was wide 16. Al-Roichav Sheshesre. Now the Kevesh only took up on the ground space of the Ritzpah Sozor 31, because one Amma of the Kevesh went above the landing place of the Mizbech. You have to step down from the top of the Kevesh onto the Mizbech, one Amma. The Kevesh also didn't go straight up. The width of the Kevesh didn't completely go flush against both sides of the Mizbech. The Zugin Zvachim also describes two small kvashim. This Kevesh went up. This was the grand Kevesh, the Kevesh HaGadol that went straight up to then be Zorik, the Evrei HaTomet, onto the Mizbech, as we learned in Maseches Tomet. There were two small kvashim that were on the side, two small ramps, one on the right side, one on the left side. They both started lower down by the bottom of the Kevesh HaGadol. The Kevesh on the Yemin, which was on the Tzad HaMizrach of the Kevesh HaGadol, went up to the Soivev in order to give access to the Soivev height, which was 5 amas tall, so it couldn't be reached with sticking up a hand. The Kevesh on the Tzad HaSmoil, which was on the Tzad HaMarav of the Kevesh HaGadol, went only alongside the Yisoid. So really, it wasn't that tall. It was only one arm at all. The point of it was to be able to do the Shvicha Shirayim that was necessary on the Yisoid. It went straight from the Kevesh HaGadol on another ramp that went down against the Yisoid. And from there, he walked on the Yisoid to be able to do the Shvicha Shirayim. Uruvuva hoysa loy b'maravoy. There was an area that was hollow in the Tzad Marovi of the Kevesh. It was like an open area. There were Karbonis that became Nifsal. There were Ton Sreifa. There were a lot of Chatois Oif. The Mishnah mentions that the Psulim and Chatois Oif. By the way, what we're talking about over here is we're talking about Sofik Psulim. If there were Vade Psulim, they were Nisraf Miyad. If there were Sofik Psulim, you can't burn them Miyad. You have to leave them there, wait for them to become Noiser the next day, and then they're burnt. Why would it only be on Psveikis of Psulim Chatois Oif? So Mepharshim point out that there were a lot of Chatois Oif because this was from the women that would bring Karbonis. So now there was Sveikis, if they were Chayv or Karbon, not Chayv. We'll learn a Mitzvah Hashem about this in Maseches Kinim. So Mela, Bimyuchet Psulim Chatois Oif, but it doesn't mean Dafka, were put over there. That was the Mokham HaChalal, where they were put.